When Monty Bernstein walked into his office, Jesse was happy for the distraction. That was right up until Monty said, "You look like you could use a drink." "No drinking, not anymore." "You serious?" Unconvinced, Monty walked around to Jesse's side of the desk and tugged on the handle of Jesse's bottle drawer. Jesse didn't stop him. "Holy shit, you are serious. What are you doing here, Monty? You know your being here won't play well." Right now, Jesse, the only way they could play worse was if there was HD video and full sound of Alicia shooting Vanderkamp. I can hear the prosecutor's opening remarks, because they would be mine. The lawyer stood in front of Jesse as if in front of the jury. He held up his right thumb. "One, Officer Davis was inexperienced and was hired against the objections of many of Paradise's elected officials." Index finger. "Two, she lost her cool several weeks before the shooting during a confrontation with bikers when she was called the N-word. She was so irrational during that incident that when fellow officers showed up at the scene, she was insubordinate." Middle finger. "Only days before the tragic shooting of John Vanderkamp, there was a vicious assault on an African-American woman in a neighboring town. This now deceased woman was involved in an interracial relationship, as is Officer Davis. This, combined with a cross burning on the lawn of an interracial couple in Paradise, heightened Officer Davis's already hypersensitivity to racial issues." Ring finger. "And when the victims of the cross burning asked that it be reported as simple vandalism instead of a hate crime in order to shield their young children from publicity, Officer Davis was furious and protested to her chief." Pinky. "So that when the one person of interest in the cross burning, John Vanderkamp, appeared in front of Officer Davis, who, the evidence will show, was legally intoxicated at the time, I think you get the picture." "You left out racist leaflets," Jesse said. "Those cut both ways. As a defense lawyer, I could use them to tie the kid to the father and make him look less sympathetic. A smart prosecutor would avoid them until he or she is forced to deal with them." "Good point," Jesse looked at the clock. "Buy you breakfast or an early lunch?" "Not today. Me being in here with you is one thing." Monty headed for the office door. "The two of us being seen together out there, that's something else. Good luck with the drinking. I mean, I know what you mean, Monty."